Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. If you are still with us, clearly you love our show. We love our show, too. We've got our deodorant put on. We've put some breath mints in. Not Todd, though, but the rest of us have, and things are going really good. Really good.
Todd, what did I do?
What the? You know, you miss 1 week.
855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. If you want to call in for the case or no case that's coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a very sad story, University of Utah. We're going to talk about Ohio Christian College professor. He's suing and why he's suing the Real Housewife star out of Salt Lake City, which, by the way, I didn't even know they were out of Salt Lake City. There was a new...
Never heard of it.
I didn't, but I guess there is. There's some issues going on there. We're going to talk about that.
Denise said it's not very good, Fred. It's not.
I'm glad I don't listen. But and I want to do a couple of shout-outs. Shout-out to my good friend, Judd. He just texted me. He is listening to us on 92.7 The Skunk in Fort Bragg.
Cool.
So he's cruising around. He goes, dude, I just got...
Yeah, he calls
you
occasionally with a few comments.
Yeah, but this is Judd.
Is that California?
Yep. Yeah, it's in California.
Medicino.
Yeah, it's in California, and he said things are great, and he's listened to us, and so thank you, 92.7 The Skunk. I don't know why you have that name, but I know that we are on their station.
Well,
we have someone that said BRA, said K-Bra, right?
Yeah, that's K-Bra? Right. That's out of Texas.
The
that's
Skunk,
okay.
My theory is that
why
since
is it K-Fred?
It's in the Emerald Triangle.
Oh, got it.
And so when you drive by a field of that particular herb,
right,
it smells a bit like, well, some people call it a skunky smell.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It's just my own personal theory.
When's there going to be a K-Fred? K-F-R-E-D?
Whenever you want.
We'll start it up.
Okay, we'll have to do that.
K-Fred. Yeah, you could do that.
Emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Again, write this number down. Everyone get their pen out. 530-527-0523. That is not our phone number. That is the phone number of Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Red Bluff, California. This whole 3 hours, we're doing a shout-out to this Ma and Pa restaurant. Help them out. They are kind enough to feed us their wonderful top 10 in the country Mexican food. Again, I liked their shredded chicken.
I had
really
shredded
good
beef in a taco salad.
It was awesome.
Oh, man.
I had the shredded chicken. I'm really hungry for it right now.
You can also go to GuadalajaraRestaurant.net. And a reminder, as I gave in the second hour, that's Guadalajara, spelled with a J, not an H, for those of you that might have graduated the same year and from the same high school I did. And also, you can get them at Guadalajara Mexican
Facebook.
Restaurant on Facebook.
Right. Just go like it. Go like it and thank them. And if they get a bunch of calls thanking them, you know, here they are. They're struggling like any other restaurant, and they refuse to allow us to pay for our meal.
Well, I called my wife here during the break, and
right,
I said, I think we'll take our whole family up there this evening. So she said, okay,
yes.
So we're just going to go
support
have a big old
them
family dinner.
Yeah, yeah, anyone in Northern that California, go hit them up or
please
drive them on I-5, please. Or people that aren't even in near, call them. Do that. They're doing us a favor to help small businesses out.
Yes.
And this wonderful family, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, 530-527-0523. They're going to blow up. Just leave a message saying, hey, we heard about your restaurant from a radio show. We just want to thank you.
And we
you
said, "Who? What better people
yes
to call a restaurant
wonderful
and say,
people,
you are appreciated by the team at Radio Law Talk. What better people than the people who listen to our show?
That's exactly
none
right
better.
Yeah. Say, we hear you are wonderful people, and if
they
we're ever
are
in the area.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
But the most important thing, people are here for Cal.
Yeah.
They're out here for one thing, and that's to give me points on
well,
case or no
well,
case.
Well, that's what you're here for.
That's what
now
I'm
it's
here
time
for
to play case or no case.
Yay!
Okay, here we go. The Let's see. Where are they? Got it. Come on, iPhone. Open up. Get up the screen.
No, okay. We got plenty of time to go.
I know.
We can just take our time.
I just get this out there. I'm going to take you now to Connecticut, I believe.
Are you taking me to Connecticut?
Well, because, well, I'll tell you why.
Cal, you have to take the thing, your phone, and you flip the part open. You got to flip it open.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
It's not Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island.
Cranston, Rhode Island. Cranston Teachers Union is upset because on Good Friday, the Teachers Union did not get the day off. And if they applied for the day off for religious observance, they were denied it by the district. The union claimed that the school department denied nearly 200 Christian teachers' requests to have Good Friday off, in part because of scheduling problems related to snow days. However, the Cranston school calendar has Good Friday and other religious holidays like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as school days. The union claims the collective bargaining agreements of the teachers, teachers' assistants, bus aides, technical assistants allow them to take up to 2 days of religious leave per year. They grabbed a copy of their contract, they went to the union lawyer's office, threw it down on the desk, and asked, case or no case? And Denise, that's what I asked you. Case or no case? An outcome.
That's a really, really good scenario.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. And in fact, you know what? I kind of was faced with that as an employer, only it wasn't over the religious holidays. It was over... What is it now? Come on.
Like a Wiccan holiday
No, it's here. It's here. Not a Wiccan. It's not a religious holiday. There are two holidays each year. One is for...
President's Day?
No, you're very close.
President's Day?
No,
Columbus
Day. It's the guy that was Hispanic that was very famous.
Oh, Cesar Chavez.
Which is a state holiday here,
right.
But not... Right.
And then there was another one for a famous black person, right?
Martin Luther King's Day.
There we go. What is wrong with me?
A famous black
guy. I can't wait till December. There's some like holiday we're doing in December Christmas.
And then the Easter celebrating the resurrection of.
But the question is, do people get to take those days off because it's in their cultural background? I mean, that's another question.
That's an interesting.
I really like it. I like that idea.
We work everything.
I'm going to say this though. Rhode Island Teachers Union, they get 2 days off for religious holidays, and Good Friday is a religious holiday, so I'm going to say they have to grant it.
Is it a religious holiday?
I'm going to say Good Friday.
I didn't give my employees time off on Good Friday.
No, it's a religious day.
Some people observe it. When I worked for a large major utility, they would give us the afternoon off to attend Good Friday services. I used it one time to fix the starter on my car. But
what if I have a bad Friday? Can I take that day off?
I celebrate Easter as voraciously as anybody else, but Good Friday we had to.
So the union goes to bat for their teachers, and the teachers get it off. Yeah. So I would say case and the teachers and the union win.
Mr. Kunin, what do you think?
Okay, so what was it that you said? There was something in the collective bargaining agreement that referenced they get to take 2 religious holidays a year, personal holidays for religious reasons?
Yes, and then the teacher's spokesman said, we regret that the district doesn't think that Good Friday is important enough to merit a religious holiday.
So I'm going to say that this is a case and that the teachers lose. And the reason why I say that is because this is all governed by a collective bargaining agreement. And if you wanted those days off in the course and scope of collective bargaining negotiations, you should have negotiated for it specifically for these days off, and if it didn't make it to the contract that it was addressed and rejected, the parties didn't come to an agreement, and we can't grant it off for everybody, otherwise everything would come to a standstill, because there's probably another clause in the contract that says we'll grant them unless it would create an undue hardship for the employer for purposes of staffing. So it is a case, and the teachers do not win because it didn't call for it in the collective bargaining agreement, and they could have negotiated for it, but they didn't.
And could they take them to court under religious discrimination charges, even if it's not in the agreement?
No, because it was in the agreement, and under these are all handled by the National Labor Relations Act, and it's all collective bargaining.
That's really... I appreciate that. We're going to come back, and the intelligent man's going to also bring it up. That's me. I'm going to tell you what I think, and we're going to talk about parents.
I know what he's going to say.
University of Utah.
You do.
It's sad. We'll be back.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll finish with more Radio Law Talk here in just a little bit. Case for Case Answer is coming.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Medicare rules.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back to these intelligent discussions on this case or no case. Something about Rhode Island that you guys both said are a case. And look, this is clearly made up by Cal. This is not a case. So you guys, that was wonderful discussion and great opinions. And you sounded very intelligent, Todd, with that. And Denise.
That very rarely happens.
You are intelligent. The answer is this is no case. Cal made it up.
Some of the smartest people on the planet gathered in this room today, right here, each coming up with an amazing theory on the case, whether it is a case first off or not, and secondly, what the legal theory could be behind it. It's just a fascinating discussion, I would say.
I'm already clapping, man.
So those of you who say it is a case, may I say that would be Denise and Todd, to which I can only say, well, aren't you lucky?
Dang it. I thought he was skunking us.
The lawsuit filed in Providence Superior Court accuses the school district of violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and the Rhode Island Civil Rights Act and the Rhode Island Fair Employment Practice Act. Cranston Teachers Alliance president said if the Cranston School Committee wants to open schools on important religious holidays, they must honor and respect their employees' religious beliefs. I wish they hadn't opened the school on Jewish holy days and Good Friday, but since they made that decision, they should not be telling Christians of all denominations that Good Friday is not important enough to have the day.
Was that a decision you read, or nope. was that just a
statement? Okay. There is, as of yet, no decision.
Oh,
this happened just at Easter. Was just, you know, it's coming up this weekend.
So let's do this. We each get one, and then in the future when we get the decision, we might get another one.
It's possible. Remember, this was just yesterday.
Oh, no retroactivity.
This was filed. We'll just give you a point each. This was filed regarding yesterday's Good Friday. I mean, this is right out of the headlines, and I thought it was too interesting to
look. So they're now saying that if the employer, that's the state, individual employers that are private sector, I don't think have that, but they're arguing that even the private sector is going to have to give the Good Friday off.
Well, this is schools.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing's amazing to me.
Yeah, because school would be government, so that's why they're arguing constitutional type things.
Right.
What's amazing to me about this, and because I did employment and labor before I was a DA, and I have engaged in union negotiations, and the recognized days off, the recognized holidays throughout the year, are one of the areas of collective bargaining, and if this is a union, if there's a teacher's union, and this issue comes up about the days that should be recognized, that is clearly a collective bargaining issue.
Except for you miss one critical fact. There were 2 days each year they could choose be a religious holiday. So they didn't have it in the collective barganing. They just got 2 days they got to pick.
Case, like leave or something like that.
Well, that's true. But again, if it's not in the collective bargaining agreement, when you have, I mean, look, you can choose as a group to not be subject to federal law. You do collective bargaining, and you're subject to NLRB and the collective bargaining agreement. Not to be subject to state law, rather. It's collective bargaining. That's what you're subject to. And if you choose to do that, and if that is not specifically addressed in the agreement, then the question is whether or not the employer has violated the CBA by not giving you your personal days off. And if that doesn't raise to the level of an action, then, look, this is something we're going to have to address the next time our collective bargaining discussions come around, because, you know, you can't have a collective bargaining agreement for longer than it's like 5 or 7 years, so you know it's going to come back up sooner or later.
You know, I think it's crafty lawyering or the teachers themselves saying, you know, we really should have done this in collective bargaining. We didn't in CBA. What can we do? Let's make a religious holiday. That's it. Yeah, let's go do that, because we didn't get this done right the last time. And, you know, they can always call for a reopener, can't they, Todd?
They can.
Yeah.
When did you say this was filed?
Oh, this was just regarding this year.
I could see the defendants coming back and saying, sorry, this isn't the appropriate venue. This is collective bargaining. So we'll figure out what happens. We'll follow it.
We'll see. Yeah. I did call the school board and the law office and didn't get a reply. So I'll let you know as soon as I hear.
Okay.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yay.
All right, let's talk about this sad in October of 2018. Miss Lauren McCluskey was a track and field star for the University of Utah. Came from Washington, out of Pullman, Washington. She was shot and killed by a 37-year-old former boyfriend after had been stalked.
Who was a creep, by the way.
Was a creep, and then, by the way, who had stalked her and harassed her. And the big issue is she apparently just repeatedly tried to get the police to do something about it or help, and she knew this was a bad situation, and they never did anything.
It was the
about
University
it.
Yes, University police.
Of Utah. Yeah. University of Utah police. And apparently there was just very little, if anything, that was done to protect her, and she tried and tried to get this taken care of, and he came up and shot her, and as she was just outside her dorms when she was heading home in the evening from a practice.
Actually had lured her outside, yes, is my understanding. Yeah. Quite
and
a
then,
story. Yeah.
And then the interesting thing is then they went to arrest him and he shot himself. So, but the lawsuits occurred and they just settled the case. And by the way, in Utah, I do have an office out in Salt Lake City. I have offices all over the United States that have partners that I work with. I'm going to call it, it's not my Fred Penny office, it's a partner that I work with. And the verdicts there are pretty low. I mean, they don't give out big money in Utah. But this was a $13.5 million settlement.
Wow.
That they finalized, and the case is actually dismissed. Out of the 13.5, 10.5, what's that?
There were two cases.
Yes.
There was a state and a federal case,
right,
and the 13.5 settled both of those
both
cases.
Both of them. What, $3 million goes toward her foundation.
Right.
And the University of Utah is going to do some sort of foundation, the Lauren McCluskey Foundation. And so that's sad news, but glad it's over. And this gal, apparently, what I've read about and studied and understood is was just a wonderful young lady that was just tragic. It's just things like this are tragic.
The biggest thing I hope for this lawsuit as a result of this is that something happens internally where a student's cries for help are answered and responded to so this doesn't happen again.
Yes. Instead of university police officers taking the evidence photos of her that apparently this stalker had gotten a hold of and passing them around the police station.
Yeah.
You know, which is, so it was not a good
deal. No, there's a lot of issues. All right, we'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and anytime on RadioLawTalk.com. We appreciate it.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Dish TV is...
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
That's true.
Who told you that?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @radiolawtalk.com.
This Ohio Christian College is a very interesting case. It's a professor and it's a Christian college that basically rejects transgender, transgenderism, I'm going to call it, that he doesn't believe in it and doesn't think it's right, et cetera, according to his beliefs. And he has the right to believe that. But apparently there is a transgender student that he refuses to call that student according to the proper noun.
Pronoun.
Pronoun, I guess, as to a him or a her. I believe
it was a biological male who identified as female and requested to be referred to with pronouns using her, she, and
right.
What happened.
And not necessarily Miss. Proper pronoun, but her preferred pronoun.
That's
the point.
And that's what he said. No, and he's gonna. And I don't. As Denise and I were talking about it, I guess I'm just weird about stuff like this. Like that's a minor issue. So what? You know, just well, okay. Let's say you disagree and you don't think it's right, and that if that's what your belief is, that's fine. But who cares if you call, say, her, she? What's the harm? That's what I don't understand.
Well, if it had stopped there, I get that. Look, I think one person would argue, well, just be civil and refer to the pronoun that that person refers to.
Kind of one of my arguments.
You know, and you can't. But the problem really escalated when a complaint went to the university, and in response to the complaint and the professor saying, look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to refer to what I perceive as a him as a her.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. The university responded by giving him a written warning about his conduct and explaining that he could be suspended without pay or even fired if he continued to violate the university policy, which they interpreted as requiring him to refer to that individual by that individual's identified gender.
Yes.
Right. So the university had what was called a non-discrimination policy.
Right.
And in that policy, they would not discriminate against transgender persons by, you know, not referring to them as what they preferred to be referred to as. And when he refused to do that, then they did actually penalize him. So he did receive a punishment, and he is claiming that he should not have received this punishment or have any mark at all in his personnel file, if you will,
because this
is his religious belief. He's Christian, and his Christian belief does not believe in transgender reassignment.
So from his standpoint, he followed all the steps that they're supposed to follow in their collective bargaining agreement when they got the initial pushback and the threats from the university. The union representing the professor, they filed a grievance on his behalf, and the school officials agreed that while his conduct did not rise to the level of a hostile environment, it was related to deferential treatment. They denied the grievance, and his next step after that was to file a lawsuit because the grievance was then denied, and that's where things went. And what happened here is that in 2020, the state court threw his claim out. They tossed his claim, and so he appealed that. And the reason we're talking about that is because the ruling on appeal that came back was the claim should not have been tossed. We're not saying that he's got a great claim. We're not saying he's got a bad claim. What we're saying is by tossing the case, you denied him his opportunity to argue his claim, and that was wrong. He gets the opportunity to argue it.
Right, and his claim is really based upon free speech. He's like, just because I'm a professor does not mean that I give up my free speech rights, and I should not be penalized for using my free speech.
But I'm wondering if you're at a private company or university, do you give up some of your free speech rights? You know, like you said, here's the rules. You have to wear a certain uniform. You gotta dress appropriately or this way or that way to be in this office or this company. I guess my argument as the as the college is, no, you don't have all the rights you do if you're out in the government or working for the government. This is a private university, private company, and this is, you know, you don't wear earrings and you can't wear a mustache, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, it's just a private Christian college.
Yes.
That's what's interesting about this.
And that is, I think that is what essentially, the way I read this ruling from the court referring it is, look, there are a lot of issues he might have to overcome. He might have to prove, well, this is a private institution.
Right.
What are we talking about free speech for? But to gut the case from the beginning and not even give him an opportunity to try to prove those claims and how they might apply, that was wrong. Go back to square one. You got to hear the case. So we'll see how it turns out.
I agree. That's going to be interesting. Well, this is right. The next one's right down Todd's alley.
Uh-oh.
This is right down Todd's alley. Real Housewives star Jay Shaw. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, let me tell you something. This one was just, I couldn't, sorry. I could not believe
Todd,
myself.
Todd's got, seriously, Todd can mimic a lot of different dialects. And so, do your French dialect. You're a French guy.
I think she's going to be in a lot of trouble.
So anyway, but tell me what's going on, because I don't watch this. And apparently, Denise, you knew who this person was.
I did. I found this story, too. And the reason it was interesting is because, well, first of all, I don't watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I watch most of the other ones, but this one I don't really care for. But I don't understand when you have been doing something, or it's alleged she's been involved in a nationwide telemarketing scam for 10 years.
Yeah, not until yesterday.
Right, and she has pled not guilty, and she's been, you know, she's not in prison or jail or anything. She's out free person. person, but this is going on. And this alleged scam is, it's alleged that her and her assistant have been involved in this telemarketing scam, and that they have literally taken a lot of money from people, but they mostly targeted the elder people.
Right, elderly.
So this is really an interesting one, because here she is. This is a brand new franchise, if you will, and she becomes very famous right away because of this franchise. Real Housewives. And the franchise is Salt Lake City version, right? And I just don't understand, if people have that type of public life, why they would have this type of thing in their background. It just doesn't make sense.
Sometimes, though, it's like someone, you know, they talk them into, hey, do this business with me, and they do it, and they're really not doing much with the business, but they get caught up in it. You see what I'm saying?
So that's true, but this one,
she's pretty involved.
It's alleged she's directly involved.
Right.
So the allegation are that the business she was engaged in over a 9-year period was one that it supposedly was to provide assistance to people in the management of their businesses to make them more efficient and profitable.
Right.
And they talk about algorithms that deal with call lists and when people access your website and all this kind of stuff. The problem is that a lot of the people that were taken in by this were the elderly, and elderly victims that didn't even own a computer.
Right.
So, okay, what business is it that you are helping me manage? And so this was happening, and there was an investigation. So I agree with you, though. Look, she made a lot of money doing this. But this, to me, is another example where sometimes you put a target on your back. Why somebody that is doing something that's even remotely close to shady, allegedly, or that you have questions, why would you put yourself in the public eye? It reminds me of the Durst case that we talked about, where the guy allegedly made statements while he was in the bathroom, while he was still mic'd up. Why are you even participating in an HBO special or whatever it was if you could still be indicted for the crimes for which they're talking to you about? Some people just can't stay away from the limelight.
Yeah, and she's been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. So we're going to have to see what happens with this.
Here's what I always say.
Her defense was, I'm a real housewife of Salt Lake City. I haven't done laundry in 10 years. Well, how can I launder money? I have people for this.
That's exactly right what happened. But here's the thing I always say. Think about this. You just got to make sure, you know, people always talk to me about business. And, you know, I like business and I invest in companies. I can't ever remember ever taking anyone's money, say, hey, give me your money to invest in a business. If you mess up on a business, it's your money you're messing up with.
Exactly.
I'm not going out and getting other people's money and using their money for stuff. That's what everyone goes, oh, I can get you to, Fred, you can, you know, I could, we can go out and offer this much for people to buy into and buy into stock. And I'm like, I don't want to go there. I mean, let's just not do that. I don't want other people's money. And that's what it comes down to is, just getting businesses and telling them, hey, look, give me your money and I'll help you out with your business.
And that way you don't have to share later when it does well.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Cal, we share in all the fruits of our labor in Radio Law Talk. All four of us are making so much money.
Oh, man, look at it. We got a new pickup out there just to haul my cash to the bank.
Yes, that's it. We come back, we're going to talk about Bob Dylan, and then we've got the most important thing, one of the most important things, and that is Quick Takes, which is at the very end. We're going to tell you what we think.
We hope you'll stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming up right here after the last break of the show here on this particular edition of Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Lock Talk. This is the best show ever.
Now it's time for more Radio Lock Talk.
Todd, Bob Dylan, that's your music, it's your genre, man.
Bob Dylan, I'll tell you. So, you know, we've covered a lot of cases here where there's copyright questions, and we've covered the Judge Judy case where somebody claims that they're entitled to an amount once a TV show or something gets sold, and they're entitled to their little piece of the pie. And look, Bob Dylan, a little while ago, sold his entire catalog, for which he owned the copyright at the time, so he could do this. He sold the entire catalog, Universal Music, for $300 million.
Oh, that's him. That's Bob.
If your time,
yep. 15 seconds.
Is worth saving.
There we go.
We got it.
So he did that. Well, the estate, mind you, this individual has deceased, but the estate of Jacques Levy, who collaborated with Dylan on his 1976 album Desire, they are claiming that the sale of $300 million, because of that, and because that he collaborated with Dylan, that they are entitled to $7.25 million of the $300 million as his due, his proportion, his portion of that amount. And they, I think, have and they filed a lawsuit, and I think they're in a bit of a pickle. I don't know if they're going to be able to prove this, because back when this, when Desire was recorded, Dylan actually entered into a contractual agreement with Jacques Levy that he would be paid by virtue of the work that he performed for the songs, and that was it. It didn't provide for the ongoing royalties in a sale. It provided for some royalties, but it did not include the amount if the catalog was ever sold. Understanding there's a difference between a royalty. A royalty is what's paid every time a song is played, every time it's used in a movie. There's a royalty that goes to that. It's an amount based upon the usage of the product, the song. Well, this $300 million did not come to Bob Dylan because of the usage of the product. It came to Bob Dylan because of the sale of the product, the entire catalog. And royalties, their argument is, that's not part of that.
Further, Dylan had some very good attorneys that helped him with this. Because in this contract for sale of this product, it contained the provision that the buyers had to pay the royalties to the other people involved. So when the buyer uses the songs in anything, they're the ones now that assume the risk and have to pay the royalties to the other people that helped him, that he collaborated with him.
So
that was really smart.
So let's say, one of the songs, the times they are a-changin', that's one of the songs that Levy co-wrote. So by virtue of the sale of the catalog for $300 million, Levy's estate's not entitled to any of that $300 million. But Universal, that purchased the catalog, if Universal then plays or contracts to have the times they are changing, they would be responsible for continuing to pay the royalty to the estate of Jacques Levy for the usage of that song. It's not, and so that's the way that it works. So the estate is still going to make money on the song the same way they previously did based upon future usage after the sale, but the sale itself is not subject to the royalties. That's the argument. We'll follow to see how it works out.
Yeah, you know what I predict?
What's that?
A motion for summary judgment.
I would think that would be appropriate. We'll see how that works out. We'll follow this one going forward, but good lawyering, it appears, on the part of Bob Dylan.
We are doing the jam session here right now, and Denise is texting back her friend, but she's going to talk about the pro-Facebook ruling by Supreme Court. Denise, after you do your texting there, you were going to talk about that. Who are you texting?
My daughter tried to FaceTime me, and so I'm like, radio show, hello. I have to tell her every Saturday. Every Saturday.
All right, let's do. Tell us about the pro-Facebook. You said this is interesting to you, the Facebook ruling. This is what you thought was really interesting.
Right. So there's a 1991 U.S. law that bans certain kind of robocalls and text. And this one particular plaintiff who has made it into a class action does not have a Facebook account, but he was getting text messages from Facebook. And so he sued Facebook and said this is a violation of that 1991 law. And so,
how was he getting texts from Facebook?
That's what I couldn't figure out, but he was getting it. But what the court found out is that in the law for robocalls, it has to be an auto dialer. That's literally the term that's used in the legislation. And the court found that Facebook does not have an auto dialer system, thus it didn't violate that 1991 law. And they did it all on semantics, which is extremely fun. That's the part I like about it, is because there are certain rules of grammar, and the legislature uses certain kinds of grammar in their laws, and so the court has to interpret those laws, and the justice in this case had to explain the grammar rules, which was exciting.
Yeah, the long and short of it is...
Only for lawyers.
Yeah, the long and short of it is they came out and they said, look, robocalls apply to essentially two types of situations. One, where the phone number to be dialed is auto-generated, The other is if they're just dialing sequential numbers like, okay, 555-0001, then you dial 555-0002 and 003. Those are subject to the no robocall legislation. But what they argued here and what Facebook was able to show is, look, we're not auto-generating these numbers. These are numbers that somebody actually entered in and we stored them. So we are calling these numbers based upon a list of stored numbers that we have. They're not auto-generated. And the court said, okay, that falls outside the purview of the law. Now, this is an easy fix for Congress if they want to do it. It's an easy fix. They just go in and change the language of the law. And that's when something like this happens and the judges get in there and they parse out the language. Essentially, to me, that's like code to the legislature saying,
fix it.
Let me show you how confusing you made this. And if you want to fix this, we'll tell you exactly how we interpret it and you can go in and fix it.
And I think they have to because now what the robocallers can do is store numbers and then make the phone calls.
Exactly.
From their own stored numbers and not do them randomly or sequentially.
Yeah, and so once they do that, I mean, look, it's going to get back to people saying that I consent to have my number used to call me or not use or not call me, but the way the law is written, it's very confusing.
And we covered robocalls back last year, I think it was, and when we did that, what we learned was that most of the robocalls were being stored because they were, the people that were calling were buying those numbers from the local telephone companies.
That's right.
And that's how they were getting the numbers. So this really gutted the law. The 1991 law is pretty gutted now.
That sounds all exciting, and we're almost at the end, but just really quick, and we've got to talk about Liam Neeson. I said I know who that guy is. I can't remember until I remember. The guy's in all the Star Wars movies, isn't he?
He is Qui-Gon Jinn in Star Wars. He was Oscar Schindler in Schindler's List.
He
was in Taken. If somehow after the age of 55, he became an action hero. I can't quite figure out how that happened, but good for him.
Yeah, man, he's big time. But we only have 1 minute left. Does anyone want to say anything about this?
Well, it's just that he's got a new movie coming out, and the guy that wrote it, who's actually an FTC lawyer, just writes on the... He is suing because he feels like he's not getting the appropriate credit in the film, and there's a huge way by which they apportion credits for writing credits, probably more time than we have to get into right now.
Yeah, we'll talk
about follow the lawsuit.
Let's do a quick take so we can throw out Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, 530-527-0523. Don't forget them. Go ahead, Cal.
All right, now it's time for quick takes. And ladies and gentlemen, here's Todd Kuhner with his quick take.
So we talked about the shoes that were the demonic shoes in the first hour that might have had, that have the blood, actual blood in them. That is not the first time that's happened. In 1977, the four members of KISS went to the Marvel Comics Studio for their comic debut, and each one of them donated their own blood, and it was mixed with the ink and put into the comics. So if you have the 1977 stuff, you have actual DNA from KISS.
Well, and now Denise Dirks with your quick take, please.
Okay, I have a new mentor. I want to be just as good of a lawyer as Bob Dylan's.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, if you're going to do it right. Mr. Penny, what is your quick take?
Oh, given the New York judge in the mask dismissal case, mask mandate in court. All right, I can't wait till my next court case. I'm walking in with a scuba suit, a tank, breathing through my regular. Then I can breathe and not sweat, and my case won't be dismissed. Thank you for joining us. Those were our quick takes. Remember, Pacific time, 9 to noon every Saturday, Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us. See ya.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happy.